Dictation for Rena, R-E-N-A, Gallahan, G-A-L-L-A-H-A-N, March 11, 38. Address as a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V as in Victor, A-K, P-A-C, 583-1914. Dear Mr. Novak, consultation for Mrs. Gallahan. Abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with daughter Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y. She has rheumatoid arthritis on active treatment, follow under the care of Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S. There has been prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, although this was discontinued just a few months ago. She has some memory issues, tests to be eating well, without any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, urine, no major nocturia, does have incontinence but no cloudiness of blood, question prior urinary tract infection, prior lower extremity edema, although improved, does have a peripheral neuropathy. There has been prior skin graft for ulcerations a few years back. Dr. Jaffar, J-A-F-F-A-R, denies claudication symptoms, denies having chest pain palpitations, no syncope, no dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, denies purulent material hemoptysis, no headaches, no localized pain, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes at least since 1992. Question retinopathy on the left eye with bleeding and blindness has been followed with eye doctor Dr. Agarwal, A-G-A-R-W-A-L. Denies coronary artery disease. She's not aware of any arrhythmia, heart murmurs, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or CHF, no TIS, stroke, or seizures. Denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding or liver disease. Denies kidney stones. No documented peripheral vascular disease, no pneumonia. Does have high blood pressure on treatment. Next paragraph, prior surgeries, gallbladder, appendix, tubal ligation, uterus including tubes and ovaries, no malignancy, rectal ciliary repair, bilateral length implant, right side the total hip replacement, left side the total knee replacement, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no smoking, present or past, prior alcohol discontinued 40 years ago. Next paragraph, daughter has chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph, reported side effects, allergies to sulfa, methotrexate, ACE inhibitors, Fosamax, calcitonin, levofloxacin, Evista, naproxen. Next paragraph, medications include aspirin, Lipitor, low dose of Bumex, biological treatment with Enbrel, E-N-B-R-E-L, glipizide, thyroid replacement, losartan, occasionally prednisone, probably no more than every 2-3 months, vitamin D, presently no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph on physical exam, 61 inches tall, weight 147, blood pressure 126/60 on the right, 130/60 on the left. Irregular dilated pupil on the left, poorly responsive, normal pupil on the right side, upper lower dentures, hard of hearing, normal speech, no gross facial asymmetry, has right-sided carotid bruise, no palpable lymph nodes or thyroid, no gross JVD, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial rap gallop, overweight of the abdomen, no palpable libre spleen ascites masses, no femoral bruits. There is bilateral varicose veins, 1+ edema bilateral, probably worse on the left compared to the right. Irregular prior scar on the right lower extremity. No gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. At least over the last 1 year, creatinine has fluctuated between 1.4 and 1.7. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Just a few days ago, through rheumatology at Quest, Q-U-E-S-T, showing a creatinine of 1.57. Representing a GFR of 32, a stage 3B, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium. Albumin phosphorus were not done. Sedimentation rate normal at 29, considered normal 30 or below. Anemia 11.5 with a normal white blood cell platelets with an HCV of 92. Urine shows no activity for blood or protein. There was, however, 20 to 40 white blood cells, no bacteria. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, abnormalities documented, persistent more than 3 months in between, probably stable over the last 1 year, presently not symptomatic, no evidence of uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload, most recent chemistries with normal potassium acid base. There is anemia, but no evidence of external bleeding, blood test every 3 months needs to include albumin phosphorus, PTH to assess for secondary hyperparathyroidism, iron studies B12 to assess for anemia, kidney ultrasound is going to be done to assess obstruction or urinary retention, previously no activity for blood proteins to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, discuss the meaning of kidney disease. We will monitor for progression. A person requires dialysis when GFR is less than 15 and symptoms. They understand that at this level of kidney function, there will be no symptoms associated. Present blood pressure at home appears appropriate. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months. We'll follow with you. End of dictation.